Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The president-elect promising day one raids and mass deportations of undocumented immigrants after the Monday inauguration. Commanding General of the D.C. National Guard, Major General John Andoni.
We have not received any queries of any type regarding that particular mission set. That mission set, like any other, we would have to relies on our law enforcement partners and our civil authorities.
TikTok says it's back, but not fully. The app is back working, though new downloads are not happening. Mr. Trump saying he'll tell tech companies that make the video sharing app available he won't enforce fines for doing so, even when a new law mandates them. The first Gaza ceasefire swap is done. 90 Palestinian prisoners released by Israel were welcomed by families in the West Bank. Earlier at a hospital in Israel, hugs and tears for three Israeli hostages released from Gaza by Hamas were taken. This is ABC News. Worries about this kind of failure from ABC's Dave Packer.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened a preliminary investigation into an engine failure that could affect 877,000 GM SUVs and trucks. Investigators say they've gotten 39 complaints and several early warning field reports.
Help for the wallets of older folks who are seeking to lighten up. ABC's Michelle Franzen.
Popular weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that the government will negotiate for with manufacturers. Both drugs are made by Denmark-based Novo Nordisk.
Draft lyrics to Bob Dylan's song Mr. Tambourine Man sold for over $500,000 as part of a weekend auction in Nashville of dozens of the singer-songwriter's items. Photos, music sheets, his guitar, and an oil painting composed by the Nobel Prize for Literature winner. Sales of $1.5 million total. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
I'd done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing
your
it.
Face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For local music.
Back to when we were young and I feel so proud.
listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. Radio for the people. For the people.
Max Inc. Radio Top 41 of the top played songs of 2024. That is what we're into tonight in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We came back from break with Rocker on the drums of number 23, Iron Plow. Rocker, I hope you're doing well tonight. Then number 22, Rogue Rat from their 2023 release Satisfaction Guaranteed. Number 23 through number 17 in this half hour is brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, Sun Prairie, Monona, Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza and then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. The after hours continues with song number 21, Cat and the Hurricane, in the top 41 most played songs of 2024 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time to finally talk to someone. Forget about us on MySpace. Like us on Facebook. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for her beauty and youth and has fled. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out. You're too quick to ignore, but that bottle of whiskey's just part of his history. His mind, it was fried in the war. I said, hold on, this gentleman is shaking. His eyes, you're too quick to ignore. Love you.
Eddie Berth, number 20, Hear Them Again live on 125 at the Byrock. And then number 19, Beth Keeley and her band. She'll be live at the Red Rooster on 2-1. We're playing the top 41 songs right here on Max Inc. Radio that you heard in 2024. Mars Den, now number 18, Got the Time. Who will be number one? Find out by sticking around right here to Max Inc. Radio.
Supply different dreams running through.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. Pink Halo is going to take us to break, and they are our number 17th most played song on the show that supports all the local sounds of Wisconsin. Are you a local artist and you're not on this list? Well, swing by Max Inc. Radio and connect with us. Send us your music and let us know about your next gig. That's how we share your music with the great state of Wisconsin, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ooh,
Two Amazing Things bring us back from break. Number 16, Marta Hansen, who tells Max Inc. Radio she's currently writing some new music, so more brand new things are coming in 2025. Then number 15, Work, no new shows on the books, but like most of us, they're just trying to stay warm until they can get to springtime. This half hour's countdown and dreams of warmth and summer music festivals is powered in this half hour by Herbal Aspects, three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, and Gammon Road, or online at herbalaspects.com. Number 14 is number 27. Man, Jimmy, that's so confusing. Rise Above Now in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is no. And fix my gaze. Yes, I will claim my prize someday. Someday. When I've given all I can, left without one plan, I will rise above,
I will rise above by grace. I will rise above by grace. Yeah. Oh, by grace. Yeah. Oh.
Hey folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Pine Travelers, and all I can say, Max Inc. Radio, Mrs. Nick. Biggest Small Town comes in at number 13 of the great countdown of the top 41 songs of 2024. Thanks to Jimmy K for pulling this all together and taking his shoes off and counting all the songs that we played last year. After all, it's super cold this weekend, and it's about to get colder. Jimmy, put back on your shoes. But Abaddon's End gets us back into the countdown with number 12. The next show is in Brooklyn, Wisconsin at the Main Street Music on the 25th. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Uh-huh. Mascot Theory number 11 takes us to break, and then the countdown continues in the last hour of the after-hour show of Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Expecting there to be slow decay, walking straight into a bright light as the final music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last.
Todd Albaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The swearing-in of soon-to-be President Donald Trump will be inside the Capitol Rotunda because of the weather this morning. Last night, there was a big rally inside Capitol One Arena.
At the Inauguration Eve rally,
USA!
Q
Kid Rock and the Village People performed alongside Trump's signature dance. The president-elect then doubling down on a series of campaign promises.
Within hours of taking office, I will sign dozens of executive orders.
Top officials tell ABC News Trump plans to take more than 200 executive actions on his first day in office under one document in what they are calling an omnibus executive action.
ABC's Christiane Cordero in Washington. On Friday, Trump will survey damage from the California wildfires. Today, there is another PDS, particularly dangerous situation, red flag fire alert warning in Southern California. Three Israeli hostages released. 90 Palestinian prisoners also released, part of phase one in the Mideast ceasefire deal. This is ABC News.
I'm James.